Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening across the universe. So many parents are reaching out, asking about their children who seem afraid to try new things, who won't attempt anything unless they know they'll be perfect at it right away. And I want you to know something important. You are not alone in this, and your child is not broken. In fact, what you're seeing is something deeply meaningful happening in your child's beautiful, growing brain. Let me paint a picture for you. Your 5 or 6-year-old looks at a new puzzle, a new game, a new activity, and before they even touch it, they say, "I can't do this." Or maybe they try once, it doesn't go perfectly, and they crumble. They might even have a complete meltdown over something that seems so small to us. And you're standing there thinking, "Why won't they just try? Why are they giving up before they even start?" Here's what the magic book taught me, and this changed everything for me. Your child isn't being difficult. They're not lazy. They're not stubborn. What's happening is that their beautiful, sensitive heart cares so deeply about doing things well that the fear of not being perfect feels absolutely overwhelming to them. And you know what? That's actually a sign of how much they care, how intelligent they are, how aware they are of the world around them. Research shows us something fascinating. Children between ages 5 and 6 are in this incredible developmental phase where they're becoming aware of standards and expectations for the very first time. They're noticing that some kids can do things they can't. They're starting to compare themselves to others. And for some children, especially those with sensitive temperaments or those who have picked up on messages about achievement, this awareness can create what experts call perfectionism or fear of failure. Now, I want to be really clear about something. This is normal development. Child psychologists tell us that perfectionism in young children often comes from a combination of their natural temperament and the messages they receive about success and failure. Children who are naturally sensitive or anxious may be more likely to develop these patterns, especially when they sense that adults around them have high expectations. But here's the beautiful truth the magic book whispers to me. This fear, it's not permanent, it's not who your child is, it's just a phase they're moving through, and with your gentle support, they can learn something absolutely wonderful. They can learn that mistakes are not failures, they're learning opportunities. They can discover that trying is more important than perfecting. They can understand that courage means doing something even when you're scared. Leonardo Rocker, a child psychologist, explains that perfectionistic children often think they must meet impossibly high standards, and these thinking patterns act like filters. These children see the world differently, focusing on what might go wrong instead of what might go right. But here's the hopeful part. When we help children develop what's called a growth mindset, they can shift from saying "I can't" to saying "I will try." And that shift, that's pure magic. So what can you do? How can you help your precious child move from fear to courage? Let me share some gentle strategies that the magic book and research both support. First, celebrate effort over outcome, every single time. When your child tries something new, even if they don't succeed, that's the moment to celebrate. "You tried, you were so brave, I saw you working hard on that." This teaches their brain that the trying itself is valuable, not just the result. Second, share your own mistakes. Let your child see you mess up and handle it with grace. "Oh, I burned the toast. Well, that's okay, I'll try again." Or, "I got lost driving today, but we figured it out together." When children see that adults make mistakes and survive them, it normalizes the experience. Third, break big challenges into tiny steps. If a puzzle feels overwhelming, start with just finding the corner pieces. If learning to ride a bike feels impossible, start with just sitting on the bike. Small successes build confidence like stardust builds stars, one tiny particle at a time. Fourth, and this is so important, watch your own language around achievement. Instead of saying, "You're so smart," try saying, "You worked really hard on that." Instead of "You're the best," try, "I love watching you learn and grow." This shifts the focus from being perfect to being persistent. And here's something beautiful. We have a story in the book of Inara called The Learning Voyage. It's about Ethan and Sophia, who discover this gentle cruise ship where every mistake becomes a wonderful learning experiment. The ship has these cozy spaces that remember and celebrate each attempt at trying something new. When children hear this story, they start to understand that mistakes aren't something to fear. They're something to celebrate, because that's how we learn and grow. After you read The Learning Voyage with your child, you can create your own celebration ritual for trying new things. Maybe you have a special jar where you put a marble every time someone in the family tries something new, whether they succeed or not. Maybe you have a trying new things dance. Maybe you keep a journal of brave attempts. The specific ritual doesn't matter. What matters is that you're teaching your child's brain that courage and effort are what we celebrate, not perfection. The research is so clear on this. When parents respond to their child's fear of failure with patience, when they break down overwhelming tasks into manageable steps, when they praise effort over outcomes, children develop healthier approaches to challenges. They build resilience. They develop courage. They learn that they are not defined by their performance, but by their willingness to try, to learn, to grow. And you know what else? This journey you're on with your child, it's teaching you something too. It's teaching you patience. It's teaching you to see the world through their eyes. It's teaching you that love means supporting someone through their fears, not pushing them past them. So tonight or tomorrow, or whenever you're ready, I want you to try something. Sit with your child and tell them about a time you were afraid to try something new. Tell them how it felt. Tell them what helped you be brave. And then tell them that you see their fear, you understand it, and you're going to be right there with them as they learn to be brave too. You are doing such beautiful work, my wonderful friend. Your child is so lucky to have a parent who cares enough to seek understanding, who wants to help them grow with gentleness and love. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your precious child. Find The Learning Voyage and so many other helpful stories in the Book of Inara app. We're here to support you, to walk alongside you, to remind you that you're doing beautifully. With love and starlight, Inara.